She's an icon in the conservative movement. She is the most highly sought-after speaker in the Claire Newsom's Policy Institute's Conservative Women Speakers Program. Throughout the year, she travels the country inspiring a new generation of conservatives. Please join me in welcoming Ann Coulter.
Stay away from work next week.
nomination. There are two important lessons we need to take away from this. One is never trust Washington meanies. And number two, Democrats aren't that scary. For the sole reason that they are Hispanic. Yet the same Democrats want us to put them in charge of national security. Those guys. What do you suppose the Democrats would have done if they found a Muslim Republican opposing Ruth Bader Ginsburg solely because she was Jewish? And I mean, other than the Democrats who are openly anti-Semitic, like Cindy McKinney, Cindy Sheen, Andrew Chomsky, I mean, the anti-Semitic Democrats are really still in the closet. What do you suppose they would have done? But the reasons I still don't understand, instead of these memos being the Democrat scandal, they were the Republican scandal. Miranda was asked to resign from the Senate Judiciary Committee, and nothing happened to any of the Democrats. This is roughly the equivalent of bringing felony charges against the security guard at the Watergate Hotel who discovered the break-in and letting everybody else walk. But the voters had a different idea. The voters fired Tom Daschle, the Democrat senator. Prospect of the U.S. Senate with 100 Republicans is looming large. First of all, I have nominated John Roberts, Secret Service code name Tabula Rasa. And then rushed to assure the press that no, he had never been to a Federalist Society meeting. Also, they started distributing photos of John Roberts, contributing to PBS, recycling aluminum cans, and weeping over Maya Angelou. Next, we got Harriet Myers because the Democrat minority leader of the Senate, who replaced Tom Daschle, Harry Reid, had recommended her. News makes Daschle look like the anchor in the head. We got Harriet Myers in a plate full of cookies because Republican leanings in Washington refused to believe election results. When conservatives complained about Myers, the weenies informed us that no one wanted the job, which is the all-time winner of the Lifetime Achievement Award, the Brokeback Mountain of the stupidest comments ever made by a Republican.
an out-of-the-closet conservative nominee to the Supreme Court. Or if you now call him Justice Scalia. As long as the Democrats to be in denial about the constant Republican juggernaut at the polls since 1994, it's quite enough for Republicans to be in denial about them, too. Considering that the Democrats haven't been able to get a majority of Americans to vote for them in any national election since 1976, when Jimmy Carter won with 50.1% of the vote. Well, Washington Republicans are terrified about doing something that will lead to a snippy remark from the New York Times. They seem not to realize Democrats are terrified of something far more daunting to a politician, the voters. Even the Democrats can read the writing on the wall, which by federal law must be written in English, Spanish, catalog. About 19%. The only identifiable group of Americans who don't want to be identified as conservatives are Republicans in Washington. Fortunately, Republicans only have to be Democrats. God help us if the Democratic Party ever gives up on its three major planks: abortion on demand, gay marriage, and banning the Boy Scouts. Someday they'll find a way to combine them all and figure out how to avoid all future Boy Scouts. Especially Republicans in Washington are internally convinced that Republicans are unpopular. What on earth was President Bush doing? Announcing to everyone in a sweet State of the Union address that one of his father's favorite people was Bill Clinton? I wonder how long he brought it was enjoying that part of the speech. Who exactly is supposed to be impressed? The Republican president who raised our taxes and was thrown out after one term likes and impeached multiple felons. Thank you.
My question refers to if you can comment on every person who starts to move to the center and what you think she's attempting to do with this and how conservatives should approach this.
Well, in as much as all polls I've seen in the last 2 months show that, what is it, 53% of Americans would never vote for Hillary under any circumstances. Or Bob Dole, the electable Republicans for all they told. They're the ones who lose. It's the right-wing lunatics that are going to lead to another Goldwater debacle who always win in historic landslides. So when you go and vote in the primaries, just remember, okay, I got to vote for the guy who's going to lose because he's unelectable because he's a right-wing lunatic. That's the one we want.
Not supposed to be right away.
Franciscan University student woman, Ms. Coulter, considering resigning Republican victories over the past few years on a conservative platform, how can we make it exceedingly clear that we are tired of the Rockefeller Republicanism in Congress, in the Senate, and even at the White House, to the point of which people are probably calling to liberals and to moderates and to Ted Kennedy and all of his cohorts?
Well, I think we're doing a pretty good job. I mean, we're doing it at the polls. It is happening. It's really just a matter of right-wingers not losing their nerve. Especially the first question, that poor woman from the Soviet Union, Harvard.
These tables. Why do you think that is, and how do they justify it?
Because college professors are the most sissified, pussified. But I have good news for you that M. Sam Evans, who's basically been researching McCarthy for 20 years, and he has documents that have never been seen by anyone else before, FBI files, committee files, his monumental work on Joe McCarthy is coming out later this year. She's pulled out. She's not running. But I think there's still hope. I think there's still hope to get her to take our dean's position.
Establishment who backs them in primaries and supports them with money.
Right. Finally, we had great candidates running for Senate, like Henry Kane and Pat Toomey, and consistently openly attacked by our fellow Republicans.
Right.
And what can we do as a conservative base to overthrow them?
Yes. Never give to the Republican National Committee. You should give to yourself to go. Across the board. I understand that. I'm not saying that they're an evil group. It makes sense. They're going to support the Republican movement. But Plum for Growth goes the extra long mile and figures out which one is the conservative candidate. And even if you're not the incumbent, and they figure out which candidates need the money and are the ones who can win, and that's a way of really targeting your donations. That's what I tell my mother. She's always sending me in. She's a classic Republican. She's the last Republican. She's always sending me her $20 checks to 47 million different organizations. I feel like I didn't throw out the mail to send it to Clover Grove. And I'm amazed that I'm like that. That's just the one I'm familiar with. So I'm sorry for other groups like that. I don't mean to be dissing them. That's the one I know about.
Hi, and thanks for coming down and dealing with your wit.
You don't know where Harvard is going.
What I wanted to know is, when are you planning on expanding your old routine to cover blacks, Jews, and Asians?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we're kind of the indie people to make fun of nowadays, you know.
Oh, okay. Maybe when they fly planes into our star space.
I'm amazed that Lincoln Chafee remembers to feed himself.